Community Day 2023, DNC Hydraulics. That's where we're at, celebrating Rawson and Bluffton here. Your country now, 100.5 WKXA. Good morning. Your WTOL 11 weather is looking partly sunny and then maybe some showers later into tonight. WTOL 11 weather meteorologist Ryan Weekman in this morning, helping us out with all the weather, get you into the weekend. And at DNC Hydraulics, and of course, DNC has helped us out with First Responder Friday. Cody Conway's here with us. And, yeah, if you're driving by, blow the horn. That's fine. Not a problem.
A lot of that.
It is busy here today. I don't know. I've been here, what, 3 years in a row now. And this is, like, crazy busy.
Yeah, it's out here. It's a busy road.
Oh, my gosh. So, First Responder Friday with DNC Hydraulics. And today we're honoring someone you know, Cody, Tony Pinks, who's a captain at Bluffton. Volunteers over there.
Yep.
Thank you, Tony.
This guy a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, good morning, everyone.
Appreciate what you do there.
And yeah, thanks for having me on here. You know, actually, it's a pleasure to do things for your community and adding Rawson to my community and Cody and the whole family here. You know, we're a family, and I'm just happy to help in any way I can.
Mm-hmm. Now, you work safety? You're the...
Yep. I'm the safety manager, director.
All the above.
Jack of all trades.
He does a lot. Tony was just out for 3 days getting training on crane use.
Yep.
And a crane guy just pulled in.
Yeah. Yeah.
He goes, I think that's for me. So, yeah. Cody, talk about here. You have to be safe with all this equipment that you guys are on, and
yeah,
it's just everyday thing.
Oh yeah, it's you can get hurt doing anything, right? But here, mm-hmm. there's a lot of opportunities to hurt yourself, stub your toe, and much worse. And we have I don't know seven cranes in this building maybe, and you got to be certified to use them, and you got to have somebody train them. And instead of bringing somebody outside, we've got a guy like Tony here that is able to train guys now,
right,
and certify
them. There's danger around every corner. I mean, you know, forklifts, cranes, just really your vehicle here on the property. We have several individuals, not just myself. I took a few of them through some AED CPR training just two Saturdays ago, and they're happy to jump in and help too. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy works around the clock too. So he's, you know, he's actually the first guy to get the call if our alarm system will go off in the middle of the night. And the guy's constantly working. And I don't know that there's an individual in Bluffton that you don't know. I think you know everybody.
There's unless you just moved into Bluffton.
Everybody knows Tony Pinks.
Just about. I mean, I'm happy to know all of them, so I don't want to get a big swelled head here. But
you're the guy. Yeah, go to Tony Pinks' house. Turn left.
I don't want to step on my mayor's toes over there. But
we'll have
better look
later,
out. I'm coming.
Oh,
he's that guy. Yeah, yeah. And Tony's got us involved in the Bluffton Chamber of Commerce.
Go Bluffton Chamber of Commerce. That's
there is one big strike against Tony though. That class you were in was in Cincinnati, and he was excited to go. He's unfortunately a Bengals fan.
Hooday to all of my Bengal fans out there on WKXA. But yeah, sorry Cody. I'm trying to talk him out of some tickets, but I don't think he's going to come off of them because
we're Browns backers here. Minus Tony.
Well, sorry.
Sorry's right. Yeah.
That's okay. There's always next year.
Yeah.
If my buddy Bruce is listening, I told you I'm working on it.
Well, First Responder Friday and DNC Hydraulics a part of that, and a lot of the stories over at our website. You can nominate over there. And we have a Dougie John's Pizza gift card for you, Tony.
Oh, thank
courtesy
you.
Of DNC Hydraulics. That is yours.
Is this the first ever first responder that was live on the radio with you?
No.
You had one other?
We had, last year we had James Miles here.
Oh, that's right. He was here,
yeah,
too.
We've had others. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Tony, you're not the first.
Yeah. Oh, man. Cody was saying that I was the first
I know.
Ever on the
Well,
WKXA.
I had to bribe you to get over here. But,
that's all right. That's okay. I'm glad to be part of the whole group of responders.
Yep.
No matter where I'm at. So
I'm always amazed at the stories that people who they nominate, and people they have full-time jobs, or they're also volunteer firemen, and all this. It's just amazing.
We have a handful of first responders here too. Mm-hmm. Proud that they work here, and proud that we're flexible enough that if something happens, they can go. And yeah. I wish more businesses would do that.
Yeah.
It's such a big deal because
it is.
They can't go and help out.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to help out?
I'm glad Cody brought that up because it's, you know, truthfully, it's some tough work when you got to go out and do those things and, you know, during the day, and most of us are at work.
You've already had a long day.
It's a possibility. I've already been out there all evening.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a possibility something could happen right now as we're speaking.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
you know, for an employer to let their employee take off to help somebody out, to help them in their life's struggles right now, that's a great feeling.
This is a
great company. There's plenty of great companies out there to help their employees get out there to help the communities. And so, you know, I got to praise the employer, too. DNC is a great company. If you guys are driving by and not beeping, just pull in here, we have an application for you.
That's right.
So this definitely is a great company to be with, and I'm just happy to be sitting right here beside Cody, truthfully. Well,
we're lucky to have you, man. So there's a lot more guys like you in that building, and mm-hmm. Tony's a great mouthpiece for DNC.
Mm-hmm. Very good. First Responder Friday with DNC Hydraulics, Tony Pinks, Bluffton Captain over at Bluffton Fire Department. Thanks for all you do. And we'll coming up next, Jay Clarks, Corey Rawson Superintendent. I think he's here. Yeah.
Excellent.
We'll talk to him next. It's Community Day. Your Country Now, 100.5 WKXA.
When you're a hard-working outfit, the last thing you need is